God's grace, his mercy, and his peace always be a blessing to each of you. Amen. The text comes from our gospel lesson. I read the first paragraph. On the third day, there was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus also was invited to the wedding with his disciples. When the wine ran out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does that have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Here ends the reading of our Lord's word. In the name of Jesus, my dear fellow Christian friends, in days long ago when my hair used to be black and curly, I liked to read the Reader's Digest. I liked the short stories. In fact, I liked the short stories written by people who managed to survive a very terrible, difficult situation in their lives. I wanted to see if I could learn something from them. What really intrigued me was to read what I called an aha, the big moment of revelation in their lives. You see, every one of those survivors had a crystal clear moment of revelation when they came to realize that suddenly they were facing death. Here's an example of what one person wrote. "When my car was T-boned, I woke up to find my legs pinned under the steering wheel and blood was running down my face. That was when I realized I might never see my family again." Oh yes, that's a moment of revelation in life. However, what's interesting is not how these people survived, but rather what lessons of life they learned from what they went through. You see, almost always the survivors say something like this one guy who wrote in the Reader's Digest, "I had never been a serious believer in God, but at that moment was a big revelation for me. Oh, I prayed all right. I prayed my heart out to God for help." Isn't that a great life-teaching episode? Yes, so often people before their crisis moment are totally self-sufficient in their lives, self-reliant, but all of a sudden they become so hopeless, so very mortal. Yes, at that moment of revelation, how quickly they turn to the Almighty for his help. Now, on the day after the Packers lose their game last night, I still realize, though, that all of us Wisconsinites know Vince Lombardi's good advice. He said, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. Well, I must tell you that I disagree. That piece of advice is only good on a 100-yard football field. However, when you're talking life, to get tougher is lousy advice. No, my friends, that's the time to put your faith in the Almighty. That's what God himself, you see, teaches us in this gospel lesson for today. So, let's get into this gospel. To begin with, let me reintroduce to you the mother of Jesus here at the wedding of Cana, an altogether different woman than when she was an innocent teenager 30 years ago back in the little town of Bethlehem. Yes, at the wedding of Cana, you see, Mary is an altogether different woman. Yes, by now Mary is the most practical woman, down to earth, no nonsense, very mature lady. Oh, no question, this Mary She pondered and still ponders the truths of life. A lady who gets herself involved with life and cares about other people. Yes, that's a pretty accurate description of today's Mary here at the wedding of Cana 2,000 years ago. But you'll have to put up with me a little bit. I want you to put your imaginations to work. Can you go back 2,000 years ago in your mind? Can you be there at that wedding in Cana of Galilee? Place yourself there today. Oh, yes. I see Mary now. There she is, right over there. Seeing her today, one would have to believe that, well, I say about 44, 45 years old. And just who is that's standing there beside her? Oh, yes, that's Jesus, her son. Man, are they talking? Something must really be important. Well, listen to what they're saying. You see, Mary is all concerned about the fact that this poor family putting on this wedding has already ran out of wine. And weddings in those days, you see, didn't last for an afternoon or an evening. No, they lasted for several days because these people had to walk miles and miles to get to a wedding. So just imagine how embarrassing it would be for this family putting on the wedding to run out of wine for the celebration. Oh, look now. We see Mary walking over there to the servants. She's saying something. Do whatever he tells you. Mary said, yes, just do whatever Jesus tells you. Well, that's kind of the way it would have been if we would have been there 2,000 years ago. We know that's true, you see, because one of Jesus' disciples who was there, by the name of John, recorded these events just as they happened that day. Yes, John recorded all of this because he wanted to write down very clearly, you see, how Jesus performed his very first miracle of changing water. 6 jars of holding 30 gallons or more of water into wine. Well, of course, my friends, the important thing that this lesson teaches us is what Mary said to those servants. She said, do whatever he tells you. Now let's be sure to remember that those words of Mary were not just some nice complimentary words to say to Jesus. Those words of Mary were her creed for living life. Going way back 30 years to the day when the angel came down from heaven and announced to her that even as a virgin, she was going to give birth to the Savior of the world. You remember how Mary responded to the angel, to the angel's command? This is what she said. Behold, I am a servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. Oh, yes, like I said, Mary did what God told her. Of course, that day at the wedding of Cana, this was not the last time in Mary's life that she had to be willing to do what God asked. To be sure, there was even a greater test of her faith, her belief in God, coming right down the road in the near future, a couple of years, on a terrible hill outside of the city of Jerusalem called Golgotha. On that dark Friday, Mary had to stand by the cross, watch the soldiers so cruelly to attach her son to that wooden cross, and watch her son die to complete the huge mission from God for which he had been sent into this world. Yes, Mary watched her son so she could receive the gift of eternal life. Oh yes, this is God's word today, telling us clearly about this woman who lived her life by that creed. Do as Jesus tells you. Now in closing, let's be sure that we have Mary's position in this gospel lesson very clear. You see, Mary is not the subject of this lesson. Mary is not the focus of this lesson. Mary is not the important person. Jesus, of course, is the focal point, the important person. After all, he was the one who could change all that water into wine. Yes, you see, Mary is a good example here in this lesson of the confidence and the joy of a person who places their trust in God, in Jesus, and that they are saved for eternity by his sacrifice on Calvary's cross and his glorious resurrection on Easter morn. Yes, Mary is an example in this lesson of a person of faith who does what Jesus says. Yes, my friends, Mary is our example today. Do they see exactly the confidence, the hope, the joy of a repentant person who knows that because of Jesus, they're never alone in life, they're never powerless, they're never without hope. Indeed, when life gets bad, when our world seems to be falling apart, a Christian is provided with the very help of the Almighty himself. St. Paul in the scriptures was another example of a Christian provided with a strong faith in Jesus. You remember what he said while he was facing death in prison, about to be put to death? He said, "O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting?" The sting of death is sin, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I recently read a story about one of our missionaries in Africa and his 7-year-old son. The boy was outside of the house playing under a big tree. His father came outside and was watching the boy play. And suddenly the dad yelled out, "Son, get up right now and come running as fast as you can to me." Immediately the boy did exactly as his father said. When the boy got to his father's arms and turned around and looked back at the tree, there was a huge poisonous snake. Now, if the boy would have sat back under the tree when his father yelled and said, "Why do I have to do this? I like playing here underneath the tree." Well, if the boy had done that, the outcome for him would have been altogether different. The same thing is true for us. Indeed, by the power of God's Holy Spirit, like Mary, let's do what Jesus tells us. You see, our Savior makes many bold promises in Scripture. For example, he says, "He that believes and is baptized shall be saved." My friends, Jesus accomplished that already for sinners like you and me. Amen. And now may the peace of God.